Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, even if you enter the trades these days, it's not enough to live a decent life. The top ones only pay $50 an hour for plumbing and carpentry. As a photographer or videographer, I would typically charge $60 an hour for general work and $100 an hour or more for weddings. And that didn't even involve going to a trade school. But at least if you go in the trades route, you won't come out with massive debts. It's increasingly clear that the only way to have a good life in the West is to start your own business and invest your money wisely. Moving on, which two of these socialist Canadian politicians would you rather ride with? Jagmeet Singh, the Maserati Marxist, or Mark Carney and his carbon tax Rolls Royce? They seem to be doing quite well wasting our taxpayer dollars. Apparently the limo showing up at Carney's campaign launch had no one in it, and was hired by someone to make him look bad. That was money well spent, but Carney's still probably going to become Prime Minister, only to be defeated by Pierre Poilievre. Number 3, we have yet another teacher raping a boy. This time the kid was only 11 and she had a child with him. And I bet you that 11-year-old boy will be forced to pay child support with his paper route money. But only when he finally turns 18, with full back pay. Not until then. And if he doesn't pay, he'll probably get thrown in prison. There's so many deranged female teachers out there that if you can afford it, you're better off doing homeschooling. Up next, Zuck blames former Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg for the DEI lunacy that went on in Meta. He's not acting like a man. He's acting like a ma'am. It's women that are more likely to refuse to take accountability and pass the buck on to somebody else the way that he's doing here. The buck stops with him, though. And here I thought that he finally started to identify as male. Yes, it seems to be true that weak men create hard times. Number 5, Angie matched with a guy on Tinder, and he has a beard. But she doesn't like men with beards and says that he's gonna miss out tomorrow night if he doesn't shave it. He gets back to her by saying that those who would shave their beards for cooch deserve neither beard nor the cooch. And how much you wanna bet she wasn't sporting a Brazilian wax down there, and nor would she. There would be a negative reaction if the genders were swapped. Moving on, looks like California just negated all their carbon reduction efforts this year. Thanks to the fires, and it's only been a couple of months. Because they wouldn't do controlled brush fires for safety's sake, now they have to deal with chunks of the city burning down. And you just know they still won't stop their DEI initiatives by filling the fire department with gender-ambiguous individuals. Number 7, China loses population for the third straight year. This is the future of every country unless we find a new social contract. There are two solutions. Either take women's rights away, which we shouldn't do, or we use surrogacy and eventually artificial wombs. Let women be wombs for hire or go extinct. And as for China, most of its citizens want to either leave the country or not have children so the regime collapses. Maybe the West can send them a few million of our illegals. Up next, this is the delusion of DEI. They really want us to believe that women are hoping that an obese lesbian woman of color reaches them to save them before a white dude does. Let's also not forget that they need to have one of these diverse and courageous haircuts. Maybe one of these sheroes from the silver screen can come in and help. Remember everyone, if this isn't what you want, then you're a racist bigot. Number 9, in China, people aren't having enough kids, and meanwhile in America, women keep letting guys like this get them pregnant. Looks like he was raised by a single mother because he's dressed like he's still 3 years old. And here I am with a master's degree and a good job, and I still can't compete with game like that. Also, with a tattoo like that across his chest, it looks like a female to male with a double mastectomy. Is this a transformer that wants to be a gangster? Moving on, were women more attractive before tattoos and piercings became popular? These guys in the background certainly look happy. They probably had such high testosterone that most of them were probably only 16 years old here. I really like hip-hop culture's graffiti if it's done in proper places, unlike what you see on the right. But covering your body in ink is trashy and women are far more attractive without it. Most women look like this in the 80s with no diets or exercise. Number 11, and speaking of trashy, this woman is happy because her uncle supports her Lonely Fools account. Her uncle even tells her that she's ass fat. She says, "I love you, Uncle Rick." Good wholesome family fun these days. Welcome to hell. Welcome to home sweet Alabama. Either that or West Virginia. I'm ready for the aliens to come and take me off this planet. If they abduct me, please don't rescue me. It's not a kidnapping. It's a rescue mission. Up next, whose fault is this? This trans girl was stabbed at a party for revenge for lying about her gender before performing the hanky spank me on a boy. Stabbing is not acceptable and not legal. but I still understand why she was attacked. So many trans people are assaulted these days. It makes me wonder if many of them are attacked because they try and sleep with someone without telling them about their transition status. Looks like 2025 has been off to a wild start. Number 13 Reddit banned the word groomer because it's hate speech now. And 24 hours later, the community came up with a new word. What kind of 1984 authoritarian do you have to be to think that banning words will work? YouTube banned MGTOW in a soft way by demonetizing videos that use the acronym in the title. But that hasn't exactly stopped men from not getting married or staying single now, has it? I need to stop using Reddit. Any site protecting groomers is not one to support. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this? I think this is what Disney Star Trek would look like. Maybe it's the Democratic Party 2028 nominees out for a stroll in San Francisco. Looks like these two are getting ready to boldly go where many men have gone before. Just not the White House. This also just proves that some girls will do anything they can for a cut of a disability check. Number 15, this article says that woke culture is becoming a breeding ground for anti-Semitism. Is becoming more like has become. It always was, but the woke didn't want to speak about it. They see the tribe as having special privileges and they attack the right for being Nazis. But the right has Christian values, which are the antithesis of Mr. Mustache. I really hope that in another year or two, woke goes into the dustbin of history the way we threw out politically correct back in the 1990s. Up next, and speaking of woke, this guy got his wife's bull to cut off his nuts for Christmas 3 years ago. This is either an epic troll or this guy wins the award of Simp of the Century. She didn't even let him sleep with her, and he lost his nuts as a virgin. Even if it's most likely a fake post, it should be banned, because it gives both simps and sluts really bad ideas. This is probably just some retarded dude's fantasy, though. But you never know, because stranger things have happened. Number 17, so here's the state of women these days. Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips competing with each other to see who can sleep with more men in the shortest amount of time. Talk about being desperate for money and male attention. But both of them also know their worth and won't be settling for anything less than a famous 7-foot-tall billionaire. That man may not exist, but by God, they'll marry him one day. In the past, women competed to see who could bake the best pie. Today, they compete to see who can take the most cream pies. Moving on, here's how you know an actor is good. This is Jeanette Goldstein. She went from playing Private Vasquez, a Latina space marine in Aliens, to playing John Connor's white adopted mother in Terminator 2. And finally playing an Irish mother in Titanic. I didn't really believe it until I did my research, and I realized that it was true. Number 19, 45% of women are estimated to be single and childless by 2030. Are we talking about biological women or men transitioning to them? Because I don't see any women in this particular picture. Asking trans women to give birth is like asking a dog to give birth to a cat. And you know what? The media is still going to blame masculine men for not making these so-called women pregnant. Man up and put a baby in her butt. Up next, Armani says that if you're a man and got cheated on, just suck it up. No one wants a sensitive crybaby who's going to leave because he was cheated on. Man up. But as far as I'm concerned, the only solution is to leave. She doesn't respect you enough to be exclusive. It's probably because of women like this that men have really high rates of ending themselves. She says to grow some balls. Yes, grow some balls and leave her, you damn simp. Number 21 is old cooch better than no cooch. I'm not sure about that because I won't sleep with anyone over 35 to 40. But I do admire this woman's enthusiasm. You can really see the thirst in her eyes. She probably hasn't been smashed by a chad since high school. At this point, she's not going to meet Mr. Right, but here's Mr. Right now and he's willing to smash her until Mr. Right does show up, which will be never. Moving on, the King of the Zulus attacks the South African democracy and says that the country was better off under apartheid. That may be true for the average black South African, but not for the wealthy communists running the South African government today that are corrupt and are pocketing the wealth of the country for themselves. So-called South African leaders need to listen to him. After all, he's the king. They destroyed the country in less than 40 years. But Justin Trudeau says, hold my leopard print socks, as he destroys Canada in less than one decade. Number 23, be careful out there, guys. Especially if you're wearing your beer goggles. The only time I got drunk, I tried to kiss a lesbian that was far less attractive than the fatty in the background. Unfortunately for many guys, myself included, when you fall in love, you also see the fatty in the background as a smoking hot woman in the foreground. And if you bang the skinny one while drunk and the fat one the next morning while sober, it's like getting a two-for-one deal. Up next, here's what happened to privileged men that got to fight in the Great War for a couple of years. And these were the lucky ones that came back with shell shock, or what we refer to today as post-traumatic stress disorder. Then again, maybe this is the look on your face when you have to watch the original woke trailer for Snow Brown. I guess now we know what happened to Donald Trump after multiple assassination attempts, as well as that guy from Squid Game. Number 25 in the last one, what the hell happened to Michelle Obama? And why in the hell did Barack Obama post this awful picture of her online? She's probably killed chefs for less. Wait a minute though, is that Cuba Gooding Jr.? You really can't tell these days now, can you? With a hint of Denzel Washington added into the mix. Or is that just another Netflix reboot starring Wayne Brady? Maybe it's time to play Let's Make a Deal. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.